Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of Stand Up Sit Down, and on today's show I have the hilarious, the talented, the animated BT Kingsley. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Stand up, sit down.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain. What's up, man? Fantastic, man. That is fantastic.
I have to tell people that this is happening
right now.
Right now.
Let them know.
It's happening right this second.
Right now. Shout out to Kendrick, man. Kendrick's album. Bro.
Genius.
Changes people's lives, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
This is definitely his best album.
Oh, this song on the album? Or this album, period.
Yeah, see, this is my favorite version of Kendrick. I like aggressive, barred out Kendrick.
Right.
The sing-songy, melodic Kendrick, I don't prefer. Right. Like, this Kendrick, humble Kendrick, that's my Kendrick.
I think that's every rapper, because, like, I have the same feeling with, like, Drake. Like, I don't like singing Drake.
Really?
I like super cocky, like, mixtape. This is, like, before Young Money, this was, like, I like that Drake.
I don't dislike melodic Drake. I'm gonna tell you when I realized he was really on the R&B thing on
Controller.
No. What's the best album he's ever did?
I think it's the first one.
It is.
Yeah.
So Far Gone. Yeah. On So Far Gone, he had the song with Lloyd, The Night Off. I'm all in for R&B.
Yes, I agree with this. All right, yeah.
What happens is he ends up teetering the line.
Right.
Like whatever the Kendrick song is with the it was on the first album, the bitch don't kill my vibe. It's like, this is cool.
Okay, yeah.
But
yeah,
I prefer barred out Kendrick.
I am a sinner.
I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. Now, did you hear both albums of Damn?
No.
This just in, people. Dropping jewel number one. For those of you that don't know, Kendrick's album is two albums.
Okay.
Because once you listen to Duckworth, you realize that the album is, and I might be ruining something for you, but if you don't know by now, then it's on you. Okay, Jay-Z didn't drop the album. There's been a lot of music in between, you know what I mean? So maybe you just missed it. By the time you hear Duckworth, you realize that he's saying that this album could have went a lot of different ways based upon, his life could have went a lot of different ways based upon if Top Dog, his manager slash, you know, label partner, would have killed his father, right? Mm. So the album concept is kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if you listen to it from 1 to 14, it's one album. Mm. If you listen to it from 14 to 1, it's a totally different album. It's a, like, all those little random interludes that don't exactly make sense, they make sense the other way. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, it's the same songs. And then I went and listened. Right. It's a totally different album. Wow. Yeah. Damn.
What?
Damn.
Wow.
There you go.
Huh? BT Kingsley, everybody.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm here for, man. Shocking off.
Yeah.
Shocking off.
So, listen, you were on the show, like, 3 years ago.
I was.
You were here a while ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in that time, things have changed.
Things are moving.
You know? You are wearing pink flowery jackets now.
It's metallic pink.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. Keep the man in there. Keep the... It's metal. It's hard. You know what I mean? Man, hard.
I mean, it looks like a very soft fabric, but it is... No, it's... color...
Metallic.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it's like Silver Surfer... drinking pink lemonade. It's like
with the splash of whiskey in there. With
splash, the splash, a little, you know, some Jim Beam.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right. But, things are definitely moving in the right direction, you know, for us as comics. And you just got to keep positive attitude, man.
Well, and here's the thing. So, like, for those of you who don't know, so you wrote this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was called She Wins.
She Wins.
Right? So you like wrote and directed it?
I wrote and produced it. My manager, Tony Spires, directed it.
Okay. And because
he wrote on it too.
I remember like you posting kind of like things, you know, and then like there's other people who were in it that were posting.
Uh huh.
And I'm like, yo, like, wait, this is like a movie. This is like a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So film, I went to school for film and all that good jazz. Mm. And film is like a interesting medium. So. This is, yeah, like 3 years ago when everybody was on the social media thing, I was trying to develop outside. Well, normally everybody zigzags, right?
Right.
So, like, I was really going hard for trying to produce this movie. Now, the movie shot, the movie's fantastic. The thing is, movies are expensive, man.
Yeah.
I mean, expensive. Like,
yeah. You need a little budget. You need a lot, you know what I mean?
You need budget, and then you need another budget, right?
Yeah.
So so mind you, the movie's shot and in the can, but it's not out yet because it got hung up in post. Mm. And just life happens. Like,
right.
It was like, all right, cool, and I had an editor, and then the editor fell out, and another editor got married, and it was like,
yeah.
Okay, cool, I'll edit it myself. And I was like, yeah. I went to go get on my computer, and you look at your computer and say, oh, 3 gigs of space. This is going to be interesting. Old graphics chip. And I know how to cut, but I was like, I can't cut on this system. I was like,
right.
I need a new computer.
Right.
Oh, car accident. It's like, all right. Okay. You know what I mean? So yeah. In the meantime, I picked up other things. I did a web series with Shondalia White called Pillow Talk, which did very, very well. It didn't do numbers well, as great as I would have loved. You know, it didn't get sazillion views.
Right.
But quality-wise, I'm very, very proud of it.
And that's what matters. I think especially right now with all of this content.
Yes.
Because there's so much content that goes up on any social media platform daily.
Yes.
You know, so, and it's sifting through all of the trash. Because there's a lot of trash.
There is a lot of trash.
And finding the golden gems, and it's that stuff that has the sustainability that you can watch, you know, 5, 6, 7 years later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the subject that we attacked, and like even now, that's back in talks for pre-production on a bigger scale,
nice.
You know, quite as kept. So you keep creating, and then eventually, you know, I ended up tackling Periscope extremely hard. Like, I was aggressive on the Periscope wave, like so much so where I was on the conference and like speaking on panels and like, you know,
happened to Periscope?
Twitter. Twitter, if you're listening, listen, y'all messed it up for Periscope.
Yeah.
Periscope had one flaw that no other social media platform had. On Periscope, you couldn't communicate with your favorite person. So you're my favorite person. I love watching Nick Perdue. He comes on, he does fingers, he talks. It's Nick Perdue Daily with the fingers, right? And it's a good time. You're not on right now. I want to send you a message. Well, I can't send it through Periscope. I have to go to Twitter, find you on Twitter, which your name may or may not match, then send you a DM, then hope you're following me back so you can respond. It's like, it was a lot, and that hung them up. And then Facebook started, and then Instagram started, and now they're...
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I feel like all apps die.
I do.
You know, and I mean, you know, like the whole Vine thing.
Yeah, Vine thing too.
That came and went, and now it's like a weird thing.
It was so, man, like Nate Jackson was my roommate at the time, and him, Donovan, Simone, Batch, like they would be in my living room talking about Vine, and oh, they're finna go and shoot, and they'd be like, BTG, I'm like, pish pasta shooting that stuff. It's not gonna work out for you guys.
Right.
Like I was, and then because I was, but it's not like I was just sitting in my room twiddling my thumbs. Okay, sometimes I was twiddling my thumbs, but then sometimes I was working on a script or I was writing a movie.
Right.
Fast forward to Batch's King Batch.
Right.
And he was already moving at the time, but he was just trying to break down to us like how important this movement could be.
Right.
And you know, and I caught on way after. Nate was still harassing me about it. He's like, man, I've been told you we could have been doing this. You was sitting in the room the whole time. I was like, I know, I'm sorry, Nate, but now I'm on it.
That's one of those things, but it's also too because you have the traditional way of like doing things.
Yeah.
And then you have this like new thing that, you know, you don't know if it's gonna work.
Yeah.
Stuff comes and goes.
Facts.
You know, like MySpace was cool and then MySpace died, you know. So it's like,
but you know what it is too, man, and I can own this for myself. And comics, if you don't like what I'm about to say, I don't give a shit. But this is for comics, specifically stand-up comedians. It's either one or two things. If you're not creating it, either, and you're not doing anything else. Now, mind you, if you're on set, be on set. That's way more important. If you're working on a TV show, if you're writing, if you're creating shows, if you're trying to pitch shows, if you're doing anything else in your daytime, by all means, please do that.
Right.
But if you're not doing anything... But getting on stage at night and you're choosing not to create is from one or two reasons. Either you're lazy or you're scared.
Mm.
I had to face that with myself because, yes, everything I put, it's like comics, we sometimes think that this idea we have is the idea. It's like, man, when this comes out, I'm on, man.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm out of here. Private jets.
Models and bottles.
Yeah. It's going to be so amazing.
Yeah.
Just put it out. Don't nobody want to hear all that shit.
Right.
And after you put it out, you're going to have to do something else.
Yeah.
So you got to keep consistently doing it. Like, my reservations for doing Instagram was, one, I had the same thing. I know everything's not going to be good. I know I don't want to be responsible for people's humor. But then...
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Even on a holiday.
Even on holidays. Yeah. You got to prep the holiday stuff before.
Right, right.
But here's... But then what happened was, after I saw what was happening, I realized I'm on my phone every day. Look, whether you choose to create or not, it doesn't matter. Right. You're still looking.
Every day.
You're still looking. I was looking scrolling. At my 2,000.3 followers. Yeah. and nobody gave a shit. And I was like, all right, let me just try. Let me just do things that are funny to me, and I'm just going to try. And it was, here's the crazy part, the shit was fun. That's what got crazy. It was like, yo, this is fun. Like, Jahan Jones, he's at, I don't know, 1.2 or something like that. And Jahan was like, yo, man, come shoot with me. He was telling me since he was at like 300,000. Mm. Hey, come shoot. 400. Hey, come shoot. Hey, 500. Hey, come shoot. It's like, yeah. You guys and your sketches, you're so disgusting. Do stand up. Be a real person. Like I was on that wave. And then the day I went and I understood a workflow, they get together, they shoot. You got great ideas. I got great ideas. I jump at two or three of yours. You jump at two or three of mine. Now I got seven for the week. I'm gravy.
Right?
It's just like, if I'm not doing anything, I shoot sketches.
You might as well.
If I'm not doing anything. If I got anything better to do, I'm doing that. If I have anything better to do. What is... New episode of Fear of Walking Dead? I'm all in. Spider-Man came out. I'm all in. Marvel, I don't give a shit. If I have anything better to do, I will go do that. But if I'm not doing shit...
Then I'll come out. Then you'll... Okay, so let's kind of just dive into this like social media thing for a minute, just because it's... Everything's changing. You know, traditional media is changing. Television ratings are tanking.
Absolutely.
Like they're not the way they used to be. You know, the only thing that really kind of is staying its course is movies, and I feel like that won't really change as quickly as, like, TV does.
Absolutely.
But, you know, people are binging. People are fucking... And I think Vine messed it up for everybody.
Fair.
Consumer sense, because Vine was so quick, it was so short, 6 seconds. People's like attention spans shrunk down to like, okay, let me do 6 seconds, and like I can watch, you know, in the course of like 60 minutes, in this course of 60 seconds, you could watch 10 totally different things.
Yes,
you know what I mean. And I think like that like people want that type of thing.
I think that's fair. And I definitely can't say that can't happen, but I could definitely say that there's still a space. If something's good, it's good, right? Because when things are good and hot, they're good and hot. So the other thing that happened is, like, there was the networks kind of lost some leverage because there's other ways I could go get my entertainment,
right?
Whether that be Netflix or Amazon or
YouTube now,
or AfterBuzz TV.
Black Hollywood Live.
Black Hollywood Live. Stand up, sit down. Like, there's other ways that people can get their entertainment, right? And because of that, I think that was the other thing. Because when Walking Dead starts, everybody's watching. Even people with shorter attention spans. You, it's like, oh, we have shorter attention spans until you sit in your bedroom for 10 hours and watch a whole season and a half or something. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the argument I had with one of the digital companies. I was like, I was doing a web series and I was like, oh, the episodes are like 5 minutes. I'm like, 5 minutes? Nobody would sit in front of the computer for 5 minutes. I said, this doesn't make sense, you guys. I'm sitting in front of my computer watching Netflix for hours, like to the space of bed sores. This doesn't make any sense. It's like, if it's good and it's interesting and it's captivating, then it's good and it's interesting and it's captivating. Very when true. Power's on, people are watching Power.
Yeah, so, that's true. No, that's true.
Yeah, and the networks didn't take the chances on the interesting things. Mm. Like, we've all seen that that the Carmichael Show is no longer on.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not on. I don't work over there. I don't live in that space.
I found out.
I've heard some stuff, but I don't have no facts. But I will say this: the show was very interesting,
The
dynamics, the conversations, it was different. Yes, it was edgy, but this is the world we live in now, right?
I mean, it was one of those shows that needed to be on at the time it was on.
Because absolutely,
there was so much going on, and there wasn't any shows. You know, like, regardless of it being a black show, a black show. It was something that was just needed.
Yeah.
You know, because like a lot of like the family structured television shows didn't really tackle any like super tough.
Not in a real way.
You know?
Yeah. Not, and from every angle.
Right.
From like whoever you are, your angle was brought up. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, because when I saw the show, they would take something and then boom, 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 they would hit it from every direction.
Right.
Which I thought that was the fair conversation, and that's what really happens in households. But it's like, oh, no, shun that. I'm like, hey, man, listen, these conversations happen. So, you know, but that's the world we live in nowadays.
But they're all popping, so.
They are all popping. Listen. Comics, I'm telling you, jump in, okay? Sitting up, if you're going to be the police for what's good and what's not good and what's funny and that's not funny, then start providing another option.
Yeah, yeah.
You already got the act. Oh, now they doing stand-up. And like, it's funny to me because we comics are nurturing. Like it's like a brotherhood. You know that, because if you're a comic, you know the first time you got on stage how hard it was.
Oh, super hard.
If you see another comic struggling, chances are, most comics are going to put them to the side, hey, if you do this and you do that, it's going to be the same thing with the dude that got 3 million followers.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's his first day. You beating him right now. Right now, he hasn't caught you.
Right.
But he's going to catch you. Are you going to catch up in his world at all? Have you asked them about shooting?
Right.
You know, I saw a post, I think it was yesterday, and somebody was like, this ain't real talent. I was like, you don't create, so you... I've seen these things go crazy. You don't realize you want to be viral until you're viral.
Right.
You don't realize you want it until it happens.
Right.
And once you create something and then the people appreciate it, you're like, oh, look at that. Oh, look at it. It's like a mom patting you on the head like, oh, man. You know, you guys, I was fighting.
Because I know there are things there, and there are videos or whatever that you want to go viral,
mm-hmm.
that don't go viral.
Absolutely.
And you get so mad because you're like,
absolutely.
I'm giving you such good content.
Yeah, this is great, you guys. Right. Absolutely. Sometimes if somebody was on my page and say, oh, that's on your page, is titties and ass. I said, that's all you're looking for. Because when I put nuggets in there, I'll watch people in the comments just arguing about what was present. I was like, oh, they didn't even catch it.
Right.
Even in the most simplest way, I was like, oh, they didn't catch it. Right. Ah, let them fight.
Right.
let them bicker amongst themselves.
Yeah.
It's just because for as far as the algorithm goes, a bad comment that says this is stupid or a comment that says this is the funniest thing I've ever seen is two comments for Instagram. They don't care. They're not. Right. They just want the engagement.
Yeah. Yeah, and it boosts the visibility and this and that. Yeah. You know, so I mean, then when you have someone like take it and repost it, like it's, you know.
Yeah.
Because you do still do stand up.
I love stand up.
You know, which is great because like
haven't taken a day off and haven't missed a beat. I'm still in these streets.
I know, and then especially when, you know, this like the internet thing, the social media mm-hmm. thing really started popping, you know, like stand up. And like the Instagram Vine comedians, mm-hmm. it was kind of like a battle and a back and forth. And then you would have some guys who would steal bits.
Very true.
You know?
This is very true.
So like how did you manage to kind of like, all right, like let me still do my craft, but then let me do this social media joint and
Okay. And this is more for comedian people that are dating a comic. Comics need our night times for our stand-up, right? These nights can go very, very long.
Yeah.
You do your set, and you're hanging out, and you're kicking in, you're building relationships. And then you also need time in your day to just chill. Where to everybody else, it looks like you're not doing anything, but in real life, you need time to decompress, to be creative,
right.
to go right the time before I get on stage, yada, yada, yada. Okay, cool. The other time is when I do stuff. Like, when I get up, I normally wake up at like 6 or 7 and then go back to sleep at like 10. Mm. But from 10 to 4, I'm not going to get into no L.A. traffic.
Right.
Hey, pretty girl, since you've been hitting me up, why don't we shoot something?
Right.
No freaky stuff. Just come shoot something. Well, we might shoot something freaky. That shit will be hilarious. but you know, let's just shoot something and let's knock something out. And what has happened is like now it's starting to pay dividends in stand up because I'll be at a show, somebody will be like, oh, I follow you online, and then they come and see me live, they're like, you're really a stand up comic? I'm like, no, for real, I really do stand up. Like,
right.
Cause when I did the last year, I did the Kevin Hart show, the Heart of the City.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know for a fact. I don't have any facts on this.
Mm.
But to promote the show, I'll do videos promoting, hey, I'm going to be on Comedy Central, you guys.
Right.
First video I ever had do a million views. First one ever. It's a girl named, I think it's Numo Una on her page. sexy girl. She's a IG vixen, 100K, whatever, right? And I'm like, yo, listen, I want to do this video, yada, yada, yada. I'm going to come out and be like, hey, you know, Una, you know, my special comes out. I mean, not my special, but I'm on Heart of the City this Sunday with Kevin Hart. You know, she's like, well, so what does that mean? Does it mean, so can I fuck like that? And I was like, smack her ass. It was like a slow motion smack her ass. First video I ever had do a million, which happened to just be promoting me on Comedy Central. Yeah. I don't know if Comedy Central saw that. I don't know if that had anything to do with the numbers or my episode or anything else. Right. I just know what happened after that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I say that I tagged them. I tagged them.
Someone saw it.
A million people saw it. Right. I know at least a million people saw it.
Right. So at least one person from Comedy Central saw that video, even if it wasn't on. Because someone could have like did anyone take it and like re-post
I'm pretty sure
it?
They did. I mean, when the stuff's going crazy, you can't even see it. Because right. when I go to my comments, I can't find what's actually happened because the posts are coming like this, the new follower, like hearts, like that. So there's a pops more likely than not. A few people did.
Yeah.
And some of the comments, some of it is very controversial. Women were going back and forth about the rights and why am I touching this woman? Hey, man, how's your hands? Hey, I'm on Comedy Central. I'm on Heart of the City. That's all that's important about this video, you
check
guys.
Check it out.
Tune.
Everything was consensual.
She's right. A sweetheart of a girl.
Yeah.
Her ass is amazing, by the way, and very soft, okay? So listen. I didn't have to do it, but
Hold on. Let's. How many? Because this was your first viral video.
This is the first one I ever had
hit
a million.
So how many times, like how many takes did it take to get it right?
Not many, like 48, 49 takes. Right. Like, yeah,
because
you
wanted to make sure that
I just wanted to make sure it was right. So sometimes I did smack, sometimes I did smack grab, sometimes I did smack grab, pity pat, like, you know what I mean? But you know, we just
for the sake of the art.
Yeah, right. Smack that fingers too far. Too far with the
that was a little far.
With the fingers.
This is
am I supposed to not be cousin?
This was a family show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then you just went off. Off on the
crud.
Here's the thing.
I'm gonna clean it up. Pussy
you,
hole.
You can say I'm not the FCCC, so you can. This is the internet.
After this, I'm cleaning up. No more pussy hole. Okay.
Which one? But here's so. do you know when a video is going to go viral? Like while you're shooting it. Is there like an inclination that you're like, you know it, like this one could be.
I know when it's good. Because, I mean, listen, and for comics, if you're listening, listen. Or even just people that want to create, there are ways to cheat it. Mm. Girls with pretty faces, titties, thumbnails of asses, all that shit works. Right? But once they're there, you got to keep them there. I definitely know what works. I'm going to be honest. I don't always do what works. Mm. Sometimes I might take the liberty. My page is either sexy or sweet. Right. That's the balance I try to do. Like, I just recently started shooting with, like, more plus-size girls. Mm. Nobody shoots with them.
Right.
It got to a point I kept seeing everybody's video, and every girl in the video was a 10. I said, this just doesn't make sense. Sir, I know you. You don't even know no 10s. So the fact that you're shooting with them, it's aggressive.
Right.
And she's trying to talk to you. It's like, this is too much.
Our
sisters, our moms, our girls that we
like the everyday woman.
Yeah, the everyday woman, like your wives, and you know what I mean? Sometimes might not be this LA-esque only eats, you know, one grain of
celery.
Quinoa and celery and you know, kale smoothie and you know,
and
yeah, and obviously cigarettes and a whole lot of cocaine. You know, maybe she doesn't look like that. Maybe she looks like, I don't want to say a real woman because you're all real women, but you know what I mean? Maybe she looks different than that body type. So I want to start shooting with them because they're underutilized, underrepresented. And
true.
Videos I shot with them, they did well. Now, they haven't done as well as some of the others, but the response is fantastic because you don't know what's going to happen in the algorithm to make it go viral. Mm. But when the comment and the engagement is like, yo, this is fantastic. Right. And in a way that's not shitting on them. Hey, girl, you fat mother. Not that. Not that. Just like, hey, I love you, girl, and you big, but we're not even gonna bring it up.
Right.
It might just be a hint of something that's in the air, or it might, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so, and it's that's been fun also to like tackle different subjects. Meanwhile, everybody's on my page. It's all titties and ass. I'm like, sometimes.
Well, you know, you give them, you give them what they want, you know, and then you're able to like dabble, you know. Once those are the ones once they you got them, then you can dabble.
Those are the ones that they click on.
Yeah, well, of course.
You keep clicking the titties and ass.
Yeah.
If I put a thumbnail on my face, 4 views. Nothing. Nobody cares about my face.
So, Bison, so you still do stand up. You do stand up every
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
And so you were on tour with Don DC Curry.
I am on tour with the legendary, living legend.
How did that happen?
Don DC Curry, him and his team saw me at the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition.
Okay.
And they thought I was original. He liked my stage presence. And they were just like, let's just try a date. Let's just see what happens. And then I showed up and. I showed up and showed out.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting though, man. His this dude is. We go on stage. We're at the Nashville Zanies. Mm. I'll be back there in a few months. Check my website for the calendar. And Nashville Zanies. So here's the stage. Here's the green room, and there's a door. So as soon as you open the door, the audience is here.
Oh wow.
So this is my first time ever. This is my second time meeting him. First time doing a show with him, right? Mm. So I'm in the green room on my best behavior, just like don't piss him off, la da da da. Like I'm right. chilling, right? Don't ask nothing about Friday. Nothing right. about Grace Under Fire. Just chill. He hosts a Comic View, but don't ask him about some more titties. Don't say nothing. Just chill. So I'm sitting back, and you know they call him on stage, and. It's like, I'm saying, nah, DC Curry. Now I've done my set at this time, and I'm just sitting and watching. And the music's playing. I'm like, he's not going on stage. And he's just sitting there, right? And he's talking to people, and there's people in the green room, and he's drinking his drink. And it's like 20, 30 seconds have passed, right? And then eventually, somebody came in and was like, hey, they called you. He was like, I know. I was like, this is fucking amazing. He takes a sip of his drink, and he hits a cigar. He opens the door. So now all I see is the light coming through the door and his silhouette. And he goes and fucking, he blows the smoke and the fucking smoke comes up his face. So it's a fucking dragon. It's a dragon. Out of 6 shows, 4 to 5 standing O's every weekend.
Wow.
He's taught me so much about comedy in the essence of like how to really make it an art your own, like how to really say the things that you want to say without chasing down the bit or the joke or so right. on and so forth, right. which then I was able to incorporate into, you know, other stuff that I worked on into my set and yada, 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 yada.
Right. So what's like a day like when you're on tour and you're like not, you don't have a show. So you
yeah,
have
yeah.
like a day
so,
off.
So Fridays we'll do media, obviously. So it's like a bunch of bouncing around in the morning and normally come home and sleep because Thursday we normally get in right before a show. But on like Saturday I'll do breakfast early, workout, and then working out now. Don't this working out thing is new. I'll be back and forth. I'm a Monday dieter. Monday I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna get in shape. I'm killing arugula.
Right.
This Monday. Tuesday I do good, and then Wednesday
a cheeseburger,
and I'd be like, "Well, I didn't messed up now."
Right.
Chick-fil-A for the rest of the week, but then next Monday I'm back on ass. So then I'll normally I'm having to cut a video, so I'll edit something that I shot earlier in the week, and then now it's been very, very aggressive. I'm trying to be great, man. Not even just for the ass. Aspects of stand up. I love stand up. I don't want that to get jaded in the conversation. And anybody that knows me knows I'm on stage or at a comedy club every night.
Right.
But I want to be great in general. Like we all want it, right? But then I start asking myself, how bad do you want it? Like how much work are you putting in to want it? Because I'm a true believer that work begets work. Like
if you
make yourself busy, you be busy.
Very true.
Hard part of the IG thing was just making myself busy. Because I got tired of my peers saying, hey, you want to shoot something? I'd be like, no, it's like how many times I'm going to ask you
right.
before I just start, you know what I mean? So it's like, all right, one, to just work with my peers and start saying yes, I'll do it. Or one, to just make myself be doing more than playing Call of Duty because I'll do that for hours.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. let me just go do something in my craft and maybe something will happen.
Yeah.
And then, so now I'll cut something. And then now it's like I'm taking a Spanish class. I'm taking a Krav Maga class. I'm like... if I want to be in movies, because I know movies will help people come see me doing stand-up, and my favorite movies are comic book movies, and they're dominating the box office, then why the fuck can't I be in Black Panther 2?
Very true.
Why can't I be Blade? I got the haircut.
And you had it. You've had it for a while.
For a long time. I've been rocking the Moesha Daddy for a long time. I want some love. I can be Blade.
Yeah.
Let me step my martial arts game up for when that comes back around. At least I could get in the auditions. Like, we live in a city where this could happen.
Yeah.
So I've been very much on that, let's go be great, man. Let's go be great. Taking in new audiobooks. I listen to Kevin book. Then I listen to Charlamagne book. Then I listen to The 4-Hour Body. Then I listen to 4-Hour Work Week. Then I listen to Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Then I listen to, like, you know what I mean? It's like, let me just start changing things up and taking out some ignorance, taking out some nonsense, and inputting more stuff that's pushing me forward.
Yeah. And then, because, like do you find now, like, when doing this, because you can cut out 30 minutes or, like an hour, and you're not even really cutting it out. You're just not doing what you're like, okay, I'm scrolling through Instagram, I'm on Twitter, and then I look up, and I'm like, yo, I wasted, like, 25 minutes.
Or more.
Bullshit.
Doing nothing. Doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not even like finding the time, because you have the time.
Oh, no. It's we just have the time.
Replacing it with the but what like flipped that? Like, what changed it for you? Like, was there something that happened there? Like, okay, like, I need to.
A couple things happened. One was the one of the days that the first day I shot with Jahan made me get aggressive on Instagram, which is like, let me just start pushing numbers. I was at 2,300, I said, let me see how long it takes me to get to 10K. And I'll stop at 10,000. And then
How long did it take you to get to 10,000?
About 2.5-3 months.
Okay.
And by the end of the year, I was at like 40, and now I'm close to 70. Okay. I'm like a 67 or something like that. So in like close to a year, I got up to 70,000 just by being consistent. So I'm just going to post a video every day. Whatever happens, happens, right? All of them wasn't good. Some of them were great. Some of them did well. Some of them sucked. Who gives a shit?
Right.
The people are there now. All right. That was one thing. The other thing that happened is, you know how like we get these opportunities as comedians where like we get to do shows or something come up and then we don't get the audition or we don't get to go out and stuff kept missing or just passing me by, like, oh, this new show is coming out and it's a stand up show. I'm like, oh, can I get an audition? No, you can't have an audition. Oh, all right. And I never got down about it. My energy is always the same. I'm like, all right, you guys. You're just giving me time to stack the deck. You're just giving me more time, because by the time I get something, it's going to be, I'm going to smack that ass, because you're just giving me time to stack the deck.
Right.
Then Kevin Hart and his people and Pookie and Joy Wells and Harry and everybody over there see me and put in the Hard to City comes. So now my brain is momentum.
Right.
Because in the city, once you get momentum, you got to keep it. It's like, okay, so what's next? Okay, now it's, then I get the 30-minute special, next level, July 23rd. And it's like, now let me prep more material and start, because of that visibility and certain showcases, people started calling, whether it be Disney or, you know, one of the big dogs or ABC. It's like, people start calling. I'm like, all right, now let me make sure I'm because I have stuff for them to see, but let me make sure I got that set right. Let me make sure I have da-da-da-da-da-da right. And in the midst of that, what can I control? I can control this. This is not okay. And for the stuff that I want to be in, this has to go.
I had no idea what you're pointing at.
My belly! My belly!
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We're in that image business.
It has to go.
Yeah.
I did hard. One of the books I read said, put the before pictures up. Put the before. Not the afters, because this is what I do. You'll say, hey, man, I'm gonna get right. I'm going to do da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And you just put your little comments right and say, as soon as I get the after pictures, then I'll tag those with the before pictures, right? But if a comedian came to me and said, yo, I'm trying to do stand-up, yada, 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 but, you know, I need to, I'm gonna go finish my degree so I have something to fall back on, I say, you're not serious. So I put the before pictures up. So now I'm serious.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
www.worstbody.com. You can check them out. Before pictures and a hard date. July 29th, the after pictures have to go up.
Okay.
So what can I control? Well, I can control that after the special drops, my body looks different.
Right.
It's a struggle.
Yeah.
I'm a Monday night.
Yeah. But okay, but you also basically, you know, and I know like Steve Harvey talks about this, but you jumped off the cliff. You know what I mean? You got to, and you got to just grow wings on the way down. You know what I mean? So
let's go be great, man.
Yeah,
let's go be great.
I'm very excited because like I've seen you perform many a times, mm-hmm. and you know, so you have this 30 minutes special out, July 23rd.
That is
Comedy Central.
Comedy Central, produced by Kevin Hart. 30 minutes of me, a little bit of Kevin. Yeah. He produced it. Me.
And so here's the thing. Having one of, if not the top comedian, or I'll say this, Kevin Hart is the top comedian right now.
I'll give you in this too. He's the top touring artist, period.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
Harmonicas.
Which is hard because Taylor Swift was killing.
He's number, I ain't got my time, but I'm going to say this. Comics, stop talking about Kevin. You sound stupid.
Right.
Comedy is an acquired taste. You like who you like. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
But in our genre, there's never been one of our own top billing.
Right.
Right? If I say, what are some of the biggest things that's ever happened in comedy, then you would say Def Jam. Well, that was Russell Simmons.
Right.
And then you would say Comic View. Well, that was BET.
Right.
But then you would say Shaq All-Stars. Well, that's Shaquille O'Neal. He doesn't even do stand-up.
Right.
So now one of our own is taking it upon himself to reach out and give older comic specials, younger comic specials,
right.
People that deserve a shot. You sound crazy.
Yeah.
You sound crazy hating on him.
He doesn't have to do it.
He doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't have to. He has a whole crew of boys that are all hilarious that he works with all the time, and he's still going out of his way to help others. Like, listen, man.
Right.
You could have did it if you would have came down the hill.
Yeah.
Or you couldn't have did it because you're weird and a hater and not good enough. I don't fucking know. And I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, but I do know, yes, Kevin looked out for me on this next level special, him and his team and Pookie and Joey.
How did that come along? Like what was their call? Like, did they see another thing that you did?
Part of the city.
Right, but that could have just been like, all right, like it's like a one and done.
Okay, well, yes.
Would you kill by the way, if you guys haven't seen it, it's still online.
Dude, you can definitely see a clip on my IG right now. I just put like a minute on my IG, but yeah, because I think Comedy Central took it down, but I just put a clip of like two episodes at BT Kingsley. So Hardest City was one. They were doing Sacramento. When they did Sacramento, Sacramento is, you know, it's like my hometown, and the room that they did it in was my. It was my show. I literally created I just started a room. Just like comics start a room. Right. When I moved to SAC, it was a couple of rooms, but there was like no showcase show.
Right.
At the Touch of Class on Stockton Boulevard, I started a room, right? And that show's turned into Grown and Sexy Comedy. I ran it for like 5 years. And then I moved down here. And I was back and forth. Well, let's be honest. I was telling people I live down here, but I was still back and forth. Most of the time, I had a spot there. I had a spot here. I would tell people up there, hey, I live down there.
Right.
So I could get more money from them up there. I would tell people here, hey, I live in SAC. So I could get stage time here. So I was back and forth.
Right.
And then, but I couldn't run it anymore because of the DC Courier Tour. So I let the comics in the city run it. Andre Bailey, Rico, DJ Rip One still there, and Regina. And they basically grew it and they made it their own thing.
Mm.
When Hardest City came, they shot it in the Touch of Class. Like, I don't know how to get, whatever the hood place is in your city, that's where they shot it at. So here would be the family room.
Okay.
So they went to the improv, went to the Laugh Factory, went to the comedy store and said, no. This place.
Yeah.
They went to all the comedy clubs and said, no, this place with the crackheads outside and the hoes on the strip and the weird homeless dude with the stick.
Yeah.
This is where we want it to be. Because Kevin said, I want it to be, I want you, this isn't in your backyard.
Home. Yeah.
This is home.
Right.
This is home.
Yeah.
They said, dude, I think 12 minutes or 15 minutes. I did 25 minutes of fire, and I can say it with confidence.
Yeah. No, it was like, again, like, if you haven't,
they showed 4 minutes. I did 25.
That's crazy.
They called me, and Comedy Central was impressed with that whole team with Joey and Pookie and everybody.
Right.
It was like, yo, listen, you guys scoured the earth and found comics that we weren't aware of.
Right.
Who are these people? Because they wanted minimal to no TV credits.
Right.
So all those things that skipped me, and now it's paying off.
Mm.
All the things that I got, I wanted to get, if I would have got them, I wouldn't have been able to do this.
Right.
So they say, all right, okay, cool. We like this BT guy. And they picked three of us, me, Mario, and Just Niche, were people from Hardest City.
Mm.
And then they picked hot comics in the city. Vincent O'Shaughnessy, James Davis, Spank, and I'm forgetting one, Grady.
Right, yeah.
And Grady. And they said, these are hard comics in the city. These are people from what's name? We're going to give them more time. They called me and said, how much time you got? I said, a lot of fucking time. They was like, no, TV ready, not counting the stuff you had. I said, a lot. I haven't been on shit.
Right.
I have, like, hours, son. Like, hours that I'm confident in putting on TV. They was like, really? I said, absolutely. How much you need? I said, we need 30. I said, when we taping? I'm ready tomorrow.
Yeah.
It was like, really? I was like, yeah. And humbly speaking, my special's fucking amazing. I haven't seen the edits.
No.
I don't know what it's gonna look like.
How much time, how much actual time on stage did you do?
Probably 40 minutes.
Okay.
They're gonna probably show 18.
Okay.
But in the essence of how I feel like I set it up and what I feel like I did, I feel like it's amazing. Maybe you won't feel like it's amazing. That's fine. Just watch and then judge me. Go on to social media and tell me how you feel. Tell me I suck. Tell me it was great. I don't give a shit. I put the work in to try to make it special because there's certain things that I feel like make a special special.
Right.
What happens after this? I got nothing. I'm on to the next thing.
Right.
Like, but the fact that they gave me the opportunity under Kevin Hart Productions.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean productions and... Oh, man. Like, they have nice stuff. Like, y'all got, like, these. Like, this kind of shit. They got, like, this, like, this kind of sexy shit that they be having. To do it under those circumstances, it was like, all I got to do is show up and do comedy.
Yeah.
I don't have to pass out flyers. I don't have to tweet 1,000 people. I don't have to bring 10 friends. you know what I'm going to do since I don't have to bring 10 friends? I'm going to bring 40 friends.
Yeah.
And, man, it was fantastic. Like, I feel like I was able to do what I wanted to do.
Nice.
I don't know what they're going to leave. But I don't know what's going to stay and what's going to keep.
Let me ask you this. The jokes that are on television now, will you do them again, or are they done? Because they've been on TV, are they done?
From all the OGs that I talked to, they say find a happy balance. They say, because some people are going to want to show up hearing that stuff live. Right. So maybe add a new twist on, maybe add on some more tags and still do them. Right now, I'm not doing none of that.
Right.
There's one bit that I was doing that was on Heart of the City, which isn't going to get probably as much airtime as this is, that I had to keep doing because it hits so hard, I have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's like this, the t-shirt joke. That, like, it just, still to this day, it still hits really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't fully developed when I did it on the show.
Okay.
I just knew the beats that would make it work. And then, like, before the 30, a 30-minute special, like, a special is supposed to be special.
Right.
And there's certain things that should go into it. It should have a through line or a story. Like, I saw Hasan Minha just special. I was like, this is special.
His homecoming is so good.
It's special. It's like, I know who he is. I'll never forget this. I couldn't turn it off. I was like, I've watched it, like, 5 times. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, whether you agree with his humor and all this, tomato, tomato, this is interesting as hell.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when I sit and I watch somebody do stand up online, somewhere in a comics, for certain comics' mind, they lose the concept that I'm still sitting at home watching you. And like you said earlier, I could easily be distracted. I could go to my phone. Right. I could cut you off and turn my game on.
Right.
I'm not in the show. I don't. So something better hook me in and make me stay.
Yeah.
So I feel like with the 30 minutes that I was given, I feel like it went really, really well. I don't know how it looks, but I'm very confident in what I did on the stage.
July 23rd.
23rd, Comedy 7/23.
And what time is it? Give me out.
11 o'clock West Coast time, 10 o'clock Central is what I'm understanding.
So that's 9?
I think, but they're saying, everything I say is at 10 CST.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Google it. Check your local listings.
Comedy Central, Next Comedy Level. Central.
Yes.
Kevin Hart presents BT Kingsley. 2 weeks.
So, now, as we wrap up, okay, I generally ask these two questions.
Okay.
First question is, what has been your coolest moment in your career thus far? And then second question is, what has been the biggest lesson that you've learned?
Ooh. Best moment, the best moment has to just the special, for so many reasons.
Okay.
The 30 minute special on Next Level. One, people don't get 30 minute specials all the time.
Very
two, the anticipation up until it was time to shoot it, up until getting on the stage and doing exactly what I wanted to do and feeling very confident in it. up until, oh snap, it's about to happen, all that has been just a very joyous ride. Everybody doesn't get to 30, and it's like a great stepping stone. So that has by far been one of the biggest stepping stones. Thank you to everybody at Heartbeat Productions. One of the biggest lessons has been, I'm very positive. I'm a very positive person. As I take in, you know, the city's bitterness or negativity, then I say, maybe you're not good enough. And I'm not say you as in you. I say you as in me in the mirror. Mm. Maybe you need to do more. Let's go do more. Let's go be great.
Right.
I'm going to pound it into my head to go be great. Every morning, I don't know if you saw the clip. There's a Diddy clip that's online. It's like 40 seconds long. Mm. And he's on the phone and he's like, hey, yeah, no. Well, no, if I could do the MTV thing, all right, cool. Well, if it is, just bump somebody. And he gets off the phone. He was like, I got my MTV. I'm a savage. I'm a fucking savage. Anything I want, I will get. Whatever I want, I will get. He says, I could do anything. What can't you do? I can do it. And that's been my new attitude ever since. If you get a chance, just look up I'm a savage, Diddy. I tell you, it's extremely motivated. I don't know what happened prior to it. I watched the movie. It's not even in the movie. I was like, it was like to promote Can't Stop Won't Stop. It's not even in there.
Okay.
I think it was he told somebody to do something, and for whatever reason, they came back and said they couldn't do it. Mm. Because there is another note in the movie where he's like, somebody asks him to do something. He's like, I'm not going to go back and forth with you. That's not how it happens in my life. Stuff that I want to get done gets done. I could do anything. Mm. And I'm like, I can do anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Let's go be great. Let's go take our fangles.
And be,
let's go be great, man. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
You have to want it.
You gotta want it.
That's the thing.
You gotta get up out your bed.
You gotta take that first step.
You gotta stop tracing ladies. you gotta put down the beverages. Stay out of the DM. Stay off. Take a break from getting high this week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stop with the cocaine or the heroin or bath salts or whatever you do.
So amazing. Heroin.
And the heroin. And just go be great. And man, I don't. Hey, man. Hey, everybody gonna do what they do. I have hard goals to be great.
Yeah.
On myself. Be the best version of yourself.
Because you only get one shot at this life, you know, and you might as well live it up.
And you might as well be a savage. I can do anything.
You can do anything.
I'm going to show you this clip before we leave, too.
All right.
It is amazing.
Where can people find you online, BT?
BT Kingsley. BTKI on Instagram, and I should come up. listen.
You're a savage.
I'm a savage. I'm very active on my Instagram, you guys. If you DM me, there's a good chance I'll DM you back. Unless you're talking about weird shit, then I'm just probably going to ignore you. But if you're being cool, then I'll be cool. And you know, tomato, tomato. Like, texting me is almost useless now.
Yeah, I know.
DM. I'm quick on the DM, slow on the text. So, yes, I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and all the other stuff. But I'm probably on my Instagram the most all the time. BT Kingsley on everything, though. Go to the website, check out the dates. I always have where I'll be next. Check me out on the road with Don DC Curry. Check me out on the Kings of Comedy Tour. I got San Antonio coming up, I believe, in November. Okay. I believe in November. November or September, and all that good jazz. Hey, man, check me out in L.A. You know what I mean? Comedy Magic Club, Comedy Union. That's where I be's at.
Yeah. You out here, BT.
We out here, Purdue.
Out here. I want to thank you guys for watching again. You know you can find me all over the internet at The Nick Perdue and at The Nick Perdue 2. Till next time, see you soon.
I'm a savage!
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.